It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Sunday, October 31st.
2010.
You have downloaded episode 327.
And it is Halloween.
Also known as
Gay Crima. And I want to apologize to everyone right now that, and I'll tell the whole story right now, but I can barely talk. My throat is killing me. I have a bottle of
throat
deadening spray next to the mic here. So I'm
also known as deep throating spray.
Shut up. the sound is crap, Ricky.
Is it? Does it sound crappy?
Only when it has to travel to the other side of the universe.
Well, no. People tell us if it sounds crappy. Is there something wrong?
I don't know. Yeah.
Hold on.
Well, so anyway, I guess I'll go ahead and tell the story.
Hold on.
Maybe not.
Maybe just wait for a second.
Okay. Well, stand by.
Whoops.
Since we haven't done this in a month, we're having testicle difficulties.
Input. Okay. US audio.
And Ricky
doesn't know why it sounds
Ricky
weird.
Doesn't know what he's done.
I don't know why it sounds weird. All right. Let me just start Nightcast over. We'll be back in a second, guys. Oh, you motherfuckers. You made us stop and ruin our show.
God damn it, Hadam. I knew we should never listen to you.
Or Drusilla.
Ugh, Jesus H. Christ.
You guys get your shit together, because I knew I had my shit together already this morning. I set this shit up like 2 hours early.
You know.
You ruined it. We're stopping it. We're stopping the show. Oh.
Hush.
See, Simba is not happy either.
Well, Hadam, you're officially cut off. I haven't figured out from what yet, but
now I'm really going to have to do some editing, because now I'm going to have to go and edit that shit out. Oh, I'm going to have to paste this shit together. And I don't like doing
that. And we know how much Ricky hates editing.
Yeah, I don't do it a lot. Like last time I was supposed to beep something out and I never did.
Yeah, when we said BF.
And that's not Big Fatty, boyfriend, or best friend.
Or, I don't know.
Big fart. I don't know. Whatever. Ew. So anyway, go ahead and let's try to get back in the mood with things, you know, since some people ruined our show.
You ruined our
mood. Yeah, and it's
mood.
Unprofessional to blame the audience, but you know what? It was your fault.
Yeah, so. It was. Unlike that time that I did the show by myself and blamed the audience, but yet
right.
It was me.
It was your cray cray, actually, not you.
Oh, well. So anyway. Oh no.
Is that Connor?
It's John Partain.
Oh.
I'm gonna answer this and
put it on speaker.
Put it on. John Partain, you're live on the air. Say hi to our fans.
Put it on speaker.
Hang on, try that again.
Hello everybody.
So what are you doing?
Oh, recovering from Rocky Horror last night. I drank way too much.
So did I.
What did you look like last night?
Well, I looked like a cross between Wonder Woman, Cher, and Morticia Adams on crack.
Well, that is fabulous. Because you look like... What?
It was quite fabulous, actually.
Well, we had a good time. But
good.
What? How about let me call you back after we get finished here around 4 o'clock?
Ask John if he wants to be on the show.
Talk to y'all later.
All right, bye, honey.
Bye. Next time you talk to him, ask him to come on the show. I think you guys should do a show together.
Yeah,
I think that would be fun.
Well, that will be fun.
And I won't text message or listen.
Well,
at the same time.
Frankie did a. We went over there before Rocky Horror last night.
Uh huh.
And
Aniko, lay the fuck down.
And Frankie did a shot that somebody else had made.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, ooh, god damn, this tastes like raw asshole.
And he had that face too.
Of course he did. And his boyfriend's sitting right there. I'm like, Steven, is your ass that bad?
Oh my god, that's funny. All right, so go ahead and start telling your story about Rocky, or about your throat, and I'm gonna go get a drink real quick.
Me and Connor and a bunch of other of our friends went out to Rocky Horror Experience at the beautiful Polk Theater here in Lakeland last night. And the short version of the throat story is Connor had gone up and got us some popcorn and drinks, and I was almost done with my popcorn, and I'm taking a couple bites, and all of a sudden I feel something like get stuck in the back of my throat, and I think, you know, it's just like a husk from a popcorn kernel. And for like the next hour, I'm trying to wash it down with a drink, and it won't go. So I walk up to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and I'm gargling, trying to get it to go away, and uh-huh. it won't go away. And finally, we get home, and I look at my throat in the mirror, and it has sliced the back of my throat.
That's weird. How can you see it, though?
Because it's right at the top.
Ow.
Where my throat starts. Yeah.
So it's not there anymore?
No, it is.
It's still in there?
There's nothing there.
They cut it.
It cut it. But then when I woke up this morning, bye, honey. Mm-hmm. When I woke up this morning, my entire throat all the way down is on fire, and which I think is totally unrelated.
Oh, God.
Which I probably picked up something
then
from.
Then why are you breathing in this room right now? Where's the Lysol? I get to spray Lysol now.
Oh, fuck you.
I get to go spray it on every single doorknob. And
yeah.
Fog up your room.
Yeah.
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close your bedroom doors, and then I'm going to get Lysol and just spray it under the door.
But we had gone over to my friend John's house to have a little pre-flight, some cocktails, and, you know, hang out and while everybody got dressed. And, of course, it took John until 10:30 mm-hmm. to get dressed, and people were supposed to be there by 10 at the theater.
We were there at 9:30.
Yeah. And normally by the time we get there, even if we get there late, mm-hmm. like that whole section on the bottom
row in the front
is like empty. But mm-hmm. for some reason this year it was extra busy.
Well, we were on the top the first.
I've never been upstairs.
Oh, it was really cool. I mean, you're looking at everything down.
Yeah.
But I mean, you had a good view of everything. You didn't get to see what was going on under.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff is in front, so you see everything. But like when they were doing, like, before you guys got there, they did the remake of Thriller.
No,
I
saw that.
Oh, were you there?
I saw that.
Oh, okay.
I saw when we got there, they had the band was playing. And
oh,
then
okay.
Catherine Evans come on and
something applesauce. What was that called?
Yeah,
You know, I leaned over to Allison. I'm like, I'm done with this band. It's too loud up in this.
It
bitch.
Was. They were too loud and didn't fit with the night.
Yeah.
But anyway, they had the Catherine Evans, which is a local female impersonator. She did a good job.
She's awesome.
She did a really good job, and I've known her for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. But she did the emceeing, hosting, and they had the Florida Dance Theater from Lakeland mm-hmm. that they did
Lady Gaga.
They did Thriller, and it morphed into Monster uh-huh. from Lady Gaga, and it morphed into something else.
Right.
And then they did a really good job, and then she did a number.
I'm a freak. I'm a freak. Whatever that song is.
She did a number. It was really good, and then the band went on some more,
right.
which sucked. And then Catherine Nevitz got back on, and she brought like the Rocky Horror virgins up on stage, which I'll have to admit there were quite a few good looking guys. And
there sure were. that Latino guy with the bow tie on. Did you see him?
Was that the one that... He wasn't Latino.
Well, he was browner than usual.
He was a white guy with a tan.
But from up top, he looked brown.
No, because he was standing 20 feet away from me when he came back.
Well, never mind.
He
wasn't cute then.
He was not Latino.
Well, never mind.
You're getting old because you can't see anymore.
I'm old and can't see.
I can't tell who's Latino or not. No, he's a white boy with a tan. Mm-hmm.
Catherine, he was cute.
Yeah, Catherine's like, I think your legs would make good earrings.
She was good.
Yeah.
It was Allison. Trucker Mike was with me. Uh-huh. And Rachel, they were with me. And Allison. And it was all their first times ever going to Rocky Horror.
Well, none of our group ended up sitting together because there was not enough seats.
Oh, there was all kind. Well, up at the very top of the balcony. Uh-huh. But they had the first three or four rows blocked off. You couldn't get in there.
Oh,
they
really?
Had them caution taped off. So, oh, God. Thought the dog was going to throw up. But, you know, I've been to one. I've never been to one in Florida, but I went to a couple in Virginia, and they were fun. Yeah. This one was fun. Yeah,
but
I mean,
it was
nice.
Up until this point, Connor was having a fairly good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie started. And it was his first time ever having been to Rocky Horror at a theater. He had seen the movie like on TV or at mm-hmm. home or whatever, so he knew what it was about, but he had never been and didn't know that what else it was all mm-hmm. about, audience participation and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So he's expecting to just sit there and enjoy a movie, and yeah,
no.
So I could see him about 20 minutes in kind of being uncomfortable and mm-hmm. squirming a little bit. And then, you know, when the people start squirting the water
uh-huh.
and the bitch in front of him turns around and like squirts him right in the eye with her water gun. He was not thrilled. And so from then on out, he's sitting over there in his seat with his arms folded and just this pissy look on his face like, I hate this. I do not want to be here.
How sucky.
And I'm like, you know, I give him another 25 minutes. And by this time, my throat is mm-hmm. killing me from the fucking popcorn kernel. And I'm like, let's just go. Because I'm not comfortable with...
Where were y'all at? I mean, what part of the movie were y'all at when...
Right after... Right when he was climbing into... Frankenfurter was climbing into bed with what's her name? Janet.
Oh, Susan Sarandon, Janet.
Yes.
Well, I had fun. I was singing the whole time.
Oh, I did too.
I don't know all the parts what you're supposed to scream. I know you're supposed to scream asshole every time they say Brad.
Yeah.
And, slut every time they say Janet.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know all the specifics. So.
Well, there were so many fags in the audience. Right, the row right behind us was a guy that I knew from me working in the bar days,
uh-huh.
and it was him and a whole bunch of other older guys, and this particular guy's name is Mike, mm-hmm. and he likes Chicken Boys,
mm-hmm.
and the row in front of me was like three young guys with uh-huh. their shirts off, and I could just tell his tongue was hanging out, so I turned
Chicken Hawk,
and Mike didn't see me,
uh-huh.
so I turned around in his seat. I'm like, Mike, leave the Chicken Boys alone. He's like, oh. I didn't even know you were here.
Chicken boys are young, like 18-year-old boys. They're kind of like twinks.
Hairless.
Twinks.
Yes.
They're just called chicken.
Yes.
And then the guys that go after them. Because
they're farm fresh.
Right. And the guys that go after them are called chicken hawks.
Yes.
It's a gay thing. It's not. It's okay if you don't get it. Although I know you're a little gay. But anyway. I had fun. Trucker Mike had never seen the movie before, so like this was like new.
He had everything. Never seen the movie.
Never seen the
oh,
movie.
Oh my goodness.
But he seemed to have fun, so.
Well, he seems like the type that can pretty much roll with whatever's
he's good.
Going on.
He had a Ninja Turtle shirt on. I mean, really, come on. But you know what was interesting about the theater is I'd never been in there before, but as tall as the theater is, you would not think. The building doesn't look that tall.
Well,
from outside, it does not look that tall.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's really nice. I like that.
It's what they call an atmospheric theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you noticed it or not, but the theater was built in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And as you walk up the steps going up, there's tile work on the risers of the stairs. And some of the tiles have swastikas on them.
Oh.
Because having been built in the 20s, that's the original tile. The swastika was a decorative element
before
the Nazis used it, and it had those overtones.
Wow. So, how much do we love an ancient swastika?
So, yeah, there's still swastikas in the Polk Theater.
Womp, womp. Of course it is. It's in Polk County.
Right. When they restored it, they're like, oh, no, we'll eat those.
That's sad.
I know.
So
talk. I'm going to spray my throat.
Let everybody hear it.
Okay.
Okay, so we did Rocky Horror. So I dressed up for Halloween.
Yes, you did.
And we talked about it last time at the party I went to, but I went to work in my costume because we have a big contest there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I did the makeup a lot better this time. I wasn't so like,
yeah, you had
dead looking.
Took your eyebrows out back and spray painted them or right. such shit.
Because what I did was I took cotton balls, made them into eyebrow, like five separate pieces for eyebrows.
Oh, that's what you did with my cotton balls?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I still have some to give back to you because I didn't use them. I took more than I needed.
You can keep them or throw them in the trash.
Okay, cool. Hey, Kathy Bacon. And I did the makeup a lot better this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, like, the women at work gave me, like, all this different makeup to try and put on. So I did my costume, and I posted the pictures on Facebook. So, everybody on here, I think, is on Facebook, so I'm not going to post the picture. If you need to find it, go to Facebook. So we had a contest at work, and it was my department, stockholder services, and group benefits, which is basically the whole umbrella of our department.
Uh-huh.
So we had our luncheon, and then people voted on costumes. Well, I won. I got all but five votes. So what I won was four tickets. Well, I went as the Mad Hatter, if people don't know that.
Uh-huh.
I won four tickets to the Lightning hockey game versus the Maple Leafs, which I don't know what that means. But anyway,
it's sports.
Yeah. but anyway, I have a question, though. Like, do I have to wear, like, a jacket when I go there? Like, do you have to wear a coat when you go to see a hockey game? Or is it, like... Is it cold in the room?
I don't know. I've never seen a hockey game.
Me either.
I mean,
people in the room, let me know.
I've been in that the place where they play those games, but it was for a Cher concert. So
let me know if it's cold or not, because I'm not for sure. But anyway, I got these presidential box seats from our company. I got four of them, and total worth $750.
Wow. Go you.
I know. And I'm... tax-free. I can't believe they didn't tax me on it. But
and take it out of your check.
Right. But the thing is that I could totally get an iPad with that. So I'd rather have the cash, but...
You know what? John had an iPad laying on his kitchen or dining room table yesterday. I guess it's demo for his work. And
hey, him.
Steven was playing Angry Birds on it. Which looks really weird when it's like this big.
Right. I don't think it is it set up for the iPad yet, or is it like the iPhone version blown up?
I think it's just the iPhone version blown up. Yeah.
So, yeah, I could totally get an iPad with that money, but I kind of feel bad if I sell the tickets because I don't know if I'm allowed to.
You'd feel bad until that money was in your pocket.
Right. Pretty much. Because I would sell them for like $150 a piece.
West Stone said, hopefully not President Lincoln box seats.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, but knowing Ricky, the way he'd get shot in the head would be different.
I would survive.
Yeah.
Dirty. How long have we been going for?
20 minutes.
All right. You want to do a phone call?
Sure, we can do a phone call.
We have a phone call. We have a couple, actually. Maybe. Here we go.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Brat House Networks. Why the fuck did I say Brat House?
Brat House? that's where,
where cable is too expensive.
That's where we get our cable from, y'all.
From the Brat House.
Brat House. Wow.
Yeah, I can't believe I said that. But anyway, here we go. First phone call.
Hey, Ginger Ho, Ginger Bro, and Casper. This is Joe in Dallas, just calling because I've finally gotten a chance to catch up with all of the episodes that I missed while I was away. And I thought I'd go ahead and give you a call real quick and just add my couple of comments. Ricky, I'm so sorry, but, you know.
Did they just ring him out of the jail cell?
Yeah, that's when they buzz you so right. You can open the gate there.
Oh, you made your mama proud in the Perkins parking lot. And that's all I'm going to say about that. You made your mama proud. And Casper, all of the black inmates in Lakeland, Florida, and surrounding counties, all heed the collective sigh of relief the second that you were released of your jury duty obligation. Just saying. I'm sure that you probably have at least one black or black listener in Lakeland, and I'm sure word got out. So that said, thank you for doing your civic duty. Go vote. Talk to you later.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. And just to keep our listeners up to date. On the trial that I was almost a part
of.
Yeah. It lasted, or it made it a week before they ended up having a mistrial because one of the witnesses, a paramedic that treated one of the girls that died, said that she had identified the killer with no doubt in her mind. And that was enough to cause a mistrial. And right after the judge declared a mistrial, the mother and father of
one of
the victims rushed the accused, the father jumping over the railing and almost getting him, and the mother throwing her purse and hitting one of the female defense attorneys in the head. So,
did you see the video of it?
No, I haven't seen the video.
Oh, yeah. It's hot. Well, I mean, yeah, they totally have a reason to be upset. It's just retarded. And then all that money that was spent to choose all the jurors and then to like have to fucking do all that shit again.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's.
And he was just standing there. He's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So. But I was going to say, oh, I hope I don't get called, but they only do it. I haven't been within a year. Achoo! A blah, blah, achoo.
Sorry, Annika. I sneezed on the dog. So, yeah, anyway, it's been quite the, left quite the bad vibe to me on the whole judicial system.
Well, and then Tampa is upset because the girl that was in the car with that guy that shot those two police officers that ran the scene, hid for a week and then came to and said, well, he actually did it, but I was too scared to, you know, whatever.
Right.
They let her go with no federal charges.
Hmm.
And people are not happy.
She was just there for the radiator hose.
Well, I could see why she did what she did. Probably because she was afraid she was going to get fucking murdered.
Well, yeah, I mean, wouldn't you?
She didn't do it. She didn't shoot the police officer. So, I mean, just because she's in the car doesn't make her guilty of anything.
Yeah, but if you're with somebody and they murder somebody and you're carting their ass around and don't turn them in, that's aiding and abetting.
Yeah, but you don't know what he was telling her in the car. I mean, if he's putting a gun to her head and said, you'll fucking drive me to where I need to go or I'm going to blow your fucking brains out, you would drive the car.
Well, yeah, but if they have video of her slobbing on the knob.
Oh, do they?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just speculating.
Well, you know she could only get the head anyway. It's so big.
Uncomfortable. For her.
I don't... are you really considered an accessory to murder if you're right there when somebody's murdered? I mean, that's not right.
I don't know.
If you don't know what the hell's going on...
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar enough.
Because they were just pulled over for speeding.
I'm not familiar enough with the law to...
You didn't learn all that while you were in jury duty?
No, because there was no accessory to this one.
Oh, damn.
He did it all by himself.
Slobbing the knob. We love it. All right, so should we end this one and start with the next one?
We're at 26 minutes, so that's up to you.
Well, we have a good 3 minutes of us saying, oh, God, what's wrong with the sound? Oh, they can't hear us. Oh, yeah, because the audience fucked up.
That's including that.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, I'm going off. Angry, fucking angry with my arms in the air. Which I have to say, my throat hurts too because last night I was screaming and yelling. So.
I think one of the dogs farted in here. Ugh. It smells
wretched. I don't smell anything right now.
It smells wretched. If I can smell it through sinus problems and throat spray. Yeah.
You know what? I was surprised that there was so many older people there. I
wasn't because I've been the last 2 years as well. And there's usually a bunch of,
I wonder if there were people there that are normally there, but never mind.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
Probably couldn't afford it. So, what are people on the same shore? Ricky, blame your throat on yelling and screaming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been doing
that.
It
had nothing to do with him being in the bathroom.
Ew. Which, the bathrooms are cool because they're like,
yeah, I know,
antique steel and stuff.
Yeah.
They're really nice, but I know the guys probably thought I was looking at them, but actually I was looking at all the decorations
in the
bathroom.
Sure you were.
But I did find interesting that here is a urinal, and bam, there's a sink. And I'm like,
oh, I know. Well, it's like,
and he wasn't afraid. He was like, what?
Urinal, sink, sink.
Uh-huh. And he was like, yeah, it's out, and what? And I was like, oh, okay, well, let me watch. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
You are a dirty whore.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Times two. Happy birthday to me. I'm just kidding.
I have to make sure my hands are clean, y'all.
All right,
it's 3:28.
We're gonna end it.
We're gonna end this.
So stay here. We'll be back in like a minute, about a minute. We have to do our outro because we don't do that anymore because we are fucking good.
We got it recorded, y'all.
We got it recorded, and we don't have to fucking do it no more.
All right. This is Julian,
and this is Ricky. You've downloaded episode 3:27.
Ooh,
what's that?
That is Zaxby's Boneless Wings, y'all.
And with fries? I saw fries.
And throat spray.
All right, we'll be back in a few. Bye. You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us an email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.